Track 12 and our feature article this week is something that Brian has picked up. And a few weeks ago, he introduced us to Chris Proctor, who writes the tailpiece in The Pensioner, the quarterly magazine for retired civil servants. Here's the latest offering from Chris Proctor under the general heading of Here's Something Else That Annoys Me. This time he's moaning about the news. Or is it news?
I can't tell you how annoyed I am at the news. Not all of it. I didn't mind the general election, but huge swathes of it cheese me off because I don't know what they're talking about. The other day I saw a headline, Meet the Gen Z social media maven behind Duolingo's viral TikToks. At first I thought it was an attempt by a dyslexia clinic to drum up business. But if you dig deep enough, it is saying something. A maven is a word apparently that comes from the Yiddish maven, M-E-Y-V-N, meaning a person who understands. But why on earth would you use a word no one understands in order to describe someone who does? As for the Duolingo bit, that's an app that claims to teach you 43 languages. Who wants to speak 43 languages? You'd have to spend your life patrolling the globe in order to find people to talk to. And what did this mean? Bacon, ice cream and nugget overload sees misfiring McDonald's AI withdrawn. It seems the burger chain trialled installing those awful machines to answer the phone. Why do they bother with a trial? They could have asked anyone who's experienced one. If I ring my bank, it doesn't matter what you say or at what volume, the reply is always the same. So you'd like a loan, is that right? And when the news isn't confusing me with this sort of newfangled nonsense, it's telling me two people I've never heard of are getting a divorce. I was told recently that Ekinsu Kolkologlu is to expose all in her bombshell memoir, including what really happened in her relationship with David before they split. I can't wait. Oh, and Alessandra Ambrosio recently enjoyed her dinner with Mohammed Al-Turki at the Giorgio Boldi restaurant in Santa Monica. I suppose they must be celebrities. So I thought I should brush up on my celebs to keep in the mix. Hip phrase there, you notice. And happened on a chap called Mr. Diddy, who was having difficulties with a lady named Cassie. It transpired Mr. Diddy has several aliases, including Puff Daddy and P. Diddy, at which point I gave up. Except I discovered that his real name is Sean Love Combs, which sounds like a bad joke for a bald Irishman. He's a rapper. Rap, for the less informed listener, is a sort of poetry. But don't go thinking William Wordsworth. Although it rhymes, it has rude words instead of daffodils. Besides which, if you're a rapper, you're virtually obliged to be a criminal and go to jail. Current entertainers of this ilk who are behind bars include YNW Melly, Big Lurch, Young Thug, and OMB Bloodbath. I don't know why they choose such provocative names. It probably gets them an extra 6 months. Anyway, I'm not against this in itself. I like modern music, but I object to it being in the news. The news properly is when the sensible people in the house edge to the telly, install themselves in armchairs and say, "Quiet, please, the news is on." We receive reports of what has happened of importance that day. There was once a clear distinction. You had the news, then you had the made-up stuff or entertainment. Now they pretend the news is entertainment. They watch fictional versions of history and report on the news what the actors in the fictional version had for dinner. My solution is for all news reports to have a special section, like the pull-outs for children you used to get in newspapers. A special place where youngsters could find out about their mavens, their jilted Davids and their incarcerated K-traps. The grown-ups could then watch the proper news undisturbed. There would, of course, be debate about at what age youngsters should be debarred from proper news. I see this as an elastic figure as birthdays pass. Rather than base it simply numerically, and I had the age of 50 in mind, perhaps a few quiz questions would be a solution, like name the famous five and explain the function of a mangle. Once this is sorted out, the rest of us can digest the proper news in tranquility.